Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today I'm very honored to have in my presence a princess, Princess Tia. Her given name is Tonika Williams out of Jamaica. Welcome to Visions, Tonika.
Hi, Miss Yudeli, and hello to the people in Barbados, Jamaica, the Caribbean, and the world.
Right. So let's start by your acronym, Princess Tia. Tell us the story behind that.
All right. When I was in prep school or private school, there was a Rasta man. His son and I were friends, our classmates, and he's always calling me Princess, Princess. I said, Lord, there must be some meaning behind this name, Princess. And cut a long story short, I just decided to look deep into myself and, you know, develop an acronym, develop a meaning. So the Princess, P stands for pretty, I'm pretty in persons. R stands for real. Reality. I talk reality. I talk the truth. I stands for intelligence. Yes. C stands for cute. E stands for emailing. I'm always emailing somebody. S stands for speaker, as I do motivational speaking. And the other S stands for soft heart. I'm a sweetheart. I don't like to say no to people. T stands for talented. I stands for independent. And A stands for I'm always confident at whatever I do. Diva, D stands for determined. I is a repetition, repeat of independent. V stands for full of vibes. And A, again, is a repetition of always confident at whatever I do. So, yeah.
Lovely. And as you refer to your prep school or your private school, take us back to that point. Were you born visually impaired or did you develop that?
Good question, madam. It was a doctor who caused this incident, or call it medical negligence that way, in that I was born 6 months before time. So I was supposed to be born in the month of August. But instead, I was born in the month of May. So I was a premature child. I almost died at hospital. I developed some lung complications, breathing complications, rather, beg your pardon. And I wasn't breathing properly. I had to, you know, go on oxygen in the incubator. And, you know, okay, think of yourself lying on a bed on your back and you have a light bulb above, you know, over your head. And, you know, that light just seeped through my eyes. So my retina was damaged. So I'm completely blind in my left eye and partial sighted in my right eye. And, you know, my parents and other persons took drastic actions in suing the doctor and the hospital. So I did not go to school for the blind like other persons who are blind or visually impaired. I didn't. So it was a challenge, you know, with my parents asking, how are you going to educate yourself? How am I going to go to school? And my cousin, who is a teacher by profession, she recommended I attended the St. Hugh's Preparatory School. And she made the letters out of sandpaper. Now, sandpaper is, you know, what the construction workers use to smooth out the buildings, the concrete. So she was creative by making the letters of the alphabet and the numbers so I can feel them. And during my years of prep school, private school, my parents employed personal assistants or in Trinidad, they call them shadows. That person would read and write for me, assist me in note-taking, assist me in going around the place. So I never know nothing about cane, the using of a white cane, until I reached university. So thereafter, when I reached the sixth grade, I did what is called the greatest achievement test. And there I met Dr. Hicksfield Douglas and the Minister of Education. They brought in a person to read and write for me apart from my personal assistant because they want to be fair. And then I went on to high school in 2008. And thereafter was another story.
Okay, so what was the experience like, and what are your thoughts now that you're an adult, reflecting on, you know, having a private tutor, having personal assistants? Can you read Braille now?
No, ma'am. Never did, never know, don't know how to read Braille. So I use my computer with the screen reader and my iPhone to conduct my reading activities.
And in terms of your ability to write for yourself, because there are some blind and visually impaired people who can still sign their names and write, are you able to do that?
Yes, ma'am. What you'd have to do is put an ID card or some form of card there to say, hey, you know, you're going to sign here. This is a guideline to just put that there, or you can place my hand there or place your pointy finger. In fact, quickly, my parents, because I can see a little bit, my parents had to get my books, exercise books that is printed with those big blue lines so I can see properly. But the teachers had problems with the line because it was dazzling their eyes. But yeah.
Okay. Yes. Right. And then share with us now what your high school experience was like. Were you able to interact with
Madame Yulali, high school was the best. Now, let me just say that the high school I went to, the Arden High School, Deo Duque Quare Optima, with God as guide, we seek the best. When the principal heard that a visual challenge person was coming, she had no clue, because she is used to, and they had physical challenged people there, right? So what happened was Dr. Hicksfield Douglas, he came to the school to sensitize the principal, the teachers, the students, of how to handle a visual challenge. And when I came there, you know, they were expecting other things, but I just acted like a normal kid. I was just going about my business, what I have to do. And they just did not see me as a person with a disability. You know, I was student council representative in grade 7. I conducted devotions in grade 7. I was a part of different club activities. I don't know. It was just the best. And people just rally around me like a normal person. I took part in Student Choice Awards, stuff, drama, choir, 4-H Club, Red Cross Society. So I tell people, my biggest motto is focus on your ability and not your disability. What do I mean by that? Focus on what you can do. Focus on your big achievements. And the disability, it's going to hinder you at some point. But put it behind you and show the world that you can do it. There was a famous prime minister, Napoleon Bonaparte, a French prime minister or French president, France. He rode on a horse. He had a normal leg and one short leg, but he rode on his horse. But despite that, what did he do? He led France. And you have the great Helen Keller, which we all know. And I was watching a YouTube video before I came on this program. I forgot his name, but he's paralyzed. And he was in 2-3 accidents, a motorcycle accident, a plane crash accident, and he's paralyzed, waist down. But he says, you can do it. Don't allow for anything to tear you down. And you know, it's just a motivator. And you know, high school, I did my CXC, I passed my CXC and CAPE examinations. And from thereafter, my parents and I were wondering what's next. And that's how I ended up at university.
Okay, and what did you pursue at UWE Mona?
Yes, I pursued a degree in entrepreneurship along with a minor in law and Spanish.
And share with us what that experience was like, because each of us experience things differently, and university can be a major challenge even for people without disabilities.
Yes, ma'am. So again, let me just backtrack. I did not go to school for the blind, or I did not know of sort, any level of independence. And university was just that place to show it off, or to get the training, I should say, rather. Now, remember, I don't know nothing about a white cane, never used one. I've seen one, but never used it, never, nothing about it. So my parents said, you know what, you're gonna need your white cane, because this is a big campus, people can bounce into you, you can hit yourself in a car, anything can happen to you, and you need something to signify that you're visually impaired, and you know, you need assistance where possible. So I got the white cane from the Jamaica Society for the Blind. I taught myself how to use it. Yes, I did. Along with other blind or visually impaired persons on the campus. And I just didn't like using it. But my first year, my father was picking me up from campus, and I was walking in the dark without my cane. And I fell in a trench, front facing. So I hurt my heart, my chest. I was just not here. And from that, Madam Yudali and listeners, I learned how to use the white cane. It's just a part of me. And I said, you know what? This is acceptance. You know, be yourself. I wrote a motivational thing on my Facebook a short while ago. Be yourself. Accept yourself for who you are. Don't allow for people to judge you, or don't judge your own self. Just be who you are, right? And my first year, I idled my time, because as I said, I knew nothing about being independent. And I was a time waster in my first year, until I got a letter from the campus saying that we're going to withdraw you because your grades are low, or you're going to have to sit out a year or something. I said, you know what? This can't work. I have to leave university. So I pull up my socks, I brush myself off, and I did summer school year after year after year. One of my major challenges was the math, because I had to do what is called financial management, econ, statistics, accounts. I passed accounts, but I did not pass the statistics and the financial management. I was just struggling and struggling and struggling, but somehow I passed them by the grace of God. And it was an awesome ride. Also, let me add quickly that my parents said that you won't be needing any more personal assistance. I'm like, why? Because there's an Office of Special Student Services that cater for those needs already. So I was able to receive the volunteer assistance, extra hours in relation to exams, all that stuff, equipment. So it was a nerve-wracking moment, but I enjoyed it to the best of my abilities. And that's how I got the name Diva from the campus. So everybody knows me as Diva. You never find one person calling me by my first name. But it's just an awesome feeling, a wonderful feeling. And I'm thankful for this opportunity.